faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman's friends, Batman and Robin, race against time as they determinedly start their search for him, realizing that the deadly kryptonite may rob the Man of Steel of his strength, but temporarily cannot finish him.
All right, fellas, here it is. Here's what's what on that super special offer from Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
What a big silvery keychain to hook into your pocket or belt. I mean a man-sized keychain, over 17 inches long and all out good-looking.
And wait, that's not all. To jingle on that keychain, Pep also offers you 12 lucky pieces. Silvery small-scale models of a skull and crossbones, for instance. A football, a Scotty dog, a locomotive, binoculars, a trolley car. 12 lucky pieces in all. Each an actual small-scale model that's fun to jingle around. Not just a flat piece of metal, but a small edition of the real thing.
That's Pep's exciting offer. A handsome keychain and 12 lucky pieces to twirl and jingle on your chain.
Now then, all you do to get your keychain is send in a Pep box top and 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime plus a Pep box top.
And for each of the lucky pieces you want, you send one Pep box top and only one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, like the skull and crossbones or the football. With it, you'll get a printed slip with pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send one Pep box top plus one dime.
Print your name and address clearly, and to get your keychain and your lucky pieces, send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Did you get that? Send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And now the adventures of Superman.
In a desperate attempt to retrieve a piece of kryptonite, a strange metallic substance which has the power to rob Superman of all his strength, Batman and Robin entered the house of Big George Latimer, where they were attacked by the politician's huge dog. Superman arrived in time to save his friends' lives and arranged to meet them at their home in a few minutes. But when several hours passed and he failed to appear, Batman and Robin returned to Latimer's house with Inspector Henderson to search for him. However, neither Superman nor the dog nor the strange green glowing kryptonite could be found. All of which led Batman to make a startling statement.
I'm afraid none of us will ever see Superman again.
As we continue now in the oak-paneled study of Latimer's mansion, the burly red-faced political leader, attired in a silk dressing gown, turns to Batman, Robin, and Police Inspector Henderson.
Perhaps you'd like to tear up the floor to search for Superman. I may have him buried under it, you know.
Now, wait a minute.
Or maybe I burned him in the furnace. Why don't you look in there for his bones?
Listen, Mr. Wise Guy.
No, you listen, all of you. This joke has gone far enough. Waking me up in the middle of the night and accusing me of doing something to Superman. To Superman, mind you. Inspector Henderson, have you lost your mind?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Latimer. I haven't accused anybody of anything yet. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. Now, Batman and Robin say a dog attacked them in the basement of this house a couple of hours ago. Superman showed up and saved them.
Ridiculous. That... I've never had a dog.
What? Why, you...
Hold it, both of you. Hold it. What about the gunman, Mr. Latimer?
There were three. We knocked one out.
You just searched my house, Inspector. Did you see any gunmen?
Well, no.
They were here. We saw three of them. There may have been more.
Rubbish.
They must have left after Robin and I did.
And maybe took Superman with them.
Against his will? Superman?
Yes, the kryptonite...
That should convince you these fellows are lying, Inspector. Imagine anyone taking Superman away against his will.
It could be done if the kryptonite was used on him, and you know it.
The what?
Don't try to pull that innocent line on us. You know very well...
Just a moment, Batman. Let me handle this. Now, as I understand it, Mr. Latimer... Kryptonite is a metal or mineral which fell to Earth several years ago as a meteor. For some unknown reason, Superman loses all his strength and power when he comes within 10 feet of it.
Possible. I don't believe it.
Well, I admit it does sound screwy, but Batman and...
Piece of metal makes Superman lose all his strength? That's a hot one.
You're a good actor, Latimer, but you can't get away with it. Robin and I know you had the kryptonite. I had it.
Yes, you. You got it from the Laffer when he died in prison.
Believe me, Inspector, I've never heard anything so fantastic in my life. These two are crazy.
No way.
I've heard enough. Take them away before I lose my temper, Inspector. I'm going back to bed. Good night.
Oh, no, you don't, Latimer. Take your hands off me.
Batman!
You're not leaving till you tell us what you did with Superman.
Batman!
I bet you're not. Where is he?
Take your hands off me, I said.
Let him go, Batman.
He knows where Superman is.
Let him go, I said, or you'll get in trouble with me.
This is an outrage. In case you've forgotten, I have some influence in this city. I'll speak to the mayor about this in the morning.
I'm sorry, Mr. Latimer. Well, a serious charge has been made against you, and, well, it's my duty to investigate.
Your duty is to use the brains you are blessed with, Inspector. Don't you see why these fellows made this ridiculous charge against me?
Well, they say...
Never mind what they say. They're friends of Superman. They're trying to save what's left of his reputation by discrediting me.
Now, wait a second.
Superman didn't dare face me on public platform and deny that he's a blackmailer, did he? And that he framed the evidence and sent me to prison? Did he?
That was because you had the kryptonite. He couldn't come near you.
Ridiculous. He didn't dare face me because he knew I was telling the truth. So he sent you two to threaten me and spread this fairy tale about my having this kryptonite, or whatever you call it. And you fell for it, Inspector.
I didn't fall for anything. I'm just investigating.
Just investigating.
Rats. Just a minute, Latimer.
Now listen. I won't listen to another word from either of you. This door will let you out to the street. Good night, gentlemen. Unless you care to arrest me, Inspector.
No, of course not. I'm sorry to have troubled you, Mr. Latimer. Come on, Batman, out of my car. You too, Robin.
But, Inspector,
we've got to make him talk.
Come on, I said.
You've got to listen, Inspector. Latimer knows.
I'm all through listening. You and Robin got me in a jam. George Latimer pushes a lot of weight in this town, and he can make it hot for me with the mayor and the commissioner.
But you're forgetting Superman. Latimer knows what happened to him and where he is.
I don't believe anything happened to Superman.
Something must have. He was supposed to come directly to our house from Latimer's. That was hours ago, and he didn't show up.
So what? He might be anyplace. Up in the sky.
He isn't, I'm sure of it.
And so am I.
You were sure he was in trouble at Latimer's place, too. So you drag me out there, and we don't find Superman or the kryptonite or a dog or any gunman. Yeah, fine monkey you made out of me.
Just a minute, Inspector, please.
Skip it. Back to headquarters, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait, Inspector.
Oh, it's no use, Robin. Here in, we're on our own.
Oh, what's the matter with Henderson? If he'd arrest Latimer and put the blocks to him, maybe he'd talk.
I doubt it. Anyhow, how can he arrest him? We can't prove that Latimer did anything to Superman.
I'm sure he did.
Well, so am I, but... Say, wait a minute. We've forgotten something.
What's that?
We've been away from our house for a long time. Maybe, just maybe, Superman showed up while we were gone.
Well, I hope you're right, but I doubt it.
Did Superman show up while we were gone tonight, Alfred?
Superman, sir? Why, no, sir.
I didn't think so.
Were you expecting him, sir?
Yes, but never mind, Alfred, thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
Well, that's that. Where do we go from here, Pappy?
You got me, Robin. I hate to say it, but...
Well, he said it before. I don't think we'll ever see Superman again.
We've got to face it. Latimer accomplished everything he set out to. He revenged himself on Superman. And he built himself back into political power by saying Superman framed the evidence that sent him to jail.
Ah, the rat.
But Latimer knows that while Superman is alive, he's a constant danger to him. If Latimer ever loses the kryptonite, he's a dead pigeon. So...
So you think he used the kryptonite to get rid of Superman forever, huh?
Yes, he... Say, wait, Robin. I just remembered something.
What?
Superman told me that while the kryptonite robs him of all its strength, it can't finish him.
It can't?
No. There's only one way in which he can be killed.
What's that?
Robin, I don't dare even breathe it, but it takes quite a while. And that means Superman is still alive wherever he is.
Well, jeepers, we've got to find him then before Latimer discovers the way to finish him.
Right.
But how... Latimer's goons must have taken him to some hideout, and Inspector Henderson won't put the police force on the case.
I know. We've got to let Latimer lead us to Superman.
Latimer? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. Latimer's guerrillas won't be able to finish Superman. It'll take brains to figure out how to do it. And that means Latimer himself. We'll trail him every minute of the day and night.
Well, come on. What are we waiting for?
Nothing. Out to the Batmobile.
Rushing from the house, Batman and Robin leap into their Batmobile and start back to Big George Latimer's mansion on Metropolis Heights. Have they figured Latimer and his plans correctly? And will they be in time?
We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Here's more on how you fellas can get that good-looking keychain and the swell lucky pieces offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal.
This is a big time, a terrific offer. Just wait till you see what you get.
This keychain isn't just any old keychain. It's a big man-sized keychain, all bright and silvery, over 17 inches long, with a clip to hook into your pocket or belt, and at the other end, a ring for your keys or watch or knife.
And to jingle all along your keychain, Pep offers you 12 lucky pieces, 12 silvery small-scale models, including a football, a skull and crossbones, a piano, binoculars, a locomotive. And will you go for this collection?
Yes, sir. Here's an offer that's strictly colossal. A handsome keychain and 12 lucky pieces. Enough to make any of your friends green with envy.
And here's all you do to get in on this grand Pep offer. To get your keychain, just send in a Pep box top and 15 cents. That's all. A nickel and a dime plus a Pep box top for your keychain.
And for each of the lucky pieces you order, you send one Pep box top and only one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces you want. Say you start by sending for just the football or the skull and crossbones. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send in one Pep box top and one dime.
Print your name and address clearly, and to get your keychain and your lucky pieces, send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Better jot down that address. Ready? It's Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And tell all the girls you know to listen Monday for Pep's offer for girls only.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. As Batman and Robin speed to Big George Latimer's mansion, a slight, round-faced, bald-headed man has stepped from a station wagon at Latimer's door. He let himself into the stone mansion with a key. He is Blake, Latimer's secretary and man Friday, and we join him now in the shade-drawn study, where the burly, red-faced politician, still in dressing gown and slippers, questions him eagerly.
Well, tell me, how'd it go, Blake?
So far, so good, Mr. Latimer. We got him out there all right.
Fine, fine.
But now what? He's Superman. If he ever breaks loose and gets his strength back, goodbye to all of us.
How can he break loose? You set the kryptonite near him, didn't you?
Just a few feet away, and I left Joe there to make sure it stays near him. But we can't keep him like that for the rest of our lives, Mr. Latimer. If anything ever happens, if somebody slips up and he gets loose...
We're not going to keep him like that for the rest of our lives. We're going to get rid of him.
Get rid of him?
Yes. Finish him.
Finish Superman? How?
I've been thinking. Must be a way. I intend to find it. Right now.
Now? But the police...
Inspector Henderson was here. I convinced him he was barking up the wrong tree.
What about Batman and Robin?
I got rid of them, too, for the time being. But I admit I'm worried about them. They saw the kryptonite here, and they'll hang on. We've got to finish Superman before they get on the trail. You wait here, Blake. I'll get some clothes on. We leave at once. I'm going to find a way to finish Superman tonight.
Thick lips set in a hard, cruel line. Big George Latimer hurries from the room to dress, determined that tonight will mark the end of Superman. Batman did figure Latimer's plans correctly, but right now he and Robin are speeding toward the politician's stone mansion in their swift Batmobile. Will they arrive before Latimer leaves for the hideout where Superman is being held? Don't miss Monday's thrill-packed episode, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.